How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm heartbroken by Mr. Mansfield's decision not to fight for Vice President Humphrey, Mr. President.
Yes. You mean on the...
On the equal time thing.
Yeah.
It seems to me that the least we Democrats can do is give him a chance to put up a fight.
I'll talk to him in the morning. Don't say anything about it because I don't want to get involved. I've got communication interests, but
I'm still fighting your fight.
You always do. You always do.
And I still am, and it's murder. And frankly, Mr. President, my estimate is that Mr. Humphrey may be behind about 40,000 votes in my district.
Mm.
Now, in 1960, Jack Kennedy lost my district by 20,000, and I lost it by 10,000. Now, I think that I've improved my situation enough so that if Mr. Humphrey should lose by 20,000 in my district, he'll carry the state of Connecticut, and I'll get elected, too. But if we don't give him a chance to put up a fight...
I'm trying. I'm speaking tonight.
I have no doubts about...
I'm speaking at 7:45 tonight on NBC Radio. I wish you'd listen.
I will, sir. And I have no... I'm not the least bit confused about you Mr. Humphrey.
I'll talk to Mansfield in the morning.
Very good. And I pray that you can be successful. Because even if he has to sit over there by himself, Mr. President, until a quorum of Democratic senators gets back... He should do it.
All right, you don't quote me because
no,
I don't want to get involved.
We
have communication interests, and I don't want to be messing in it because they'll say...
I understand perfectly.
Thank you, Don.
Yes, sir.